Thank you for calling MB Plumbing. Please press 1 if you are a new client.
Hello.
Good morning. This is James reaching out from Local Splash. This may be recorded for quality assurance. We're just calling you here to let you know that we finished setting up your call tracking phone number. This is the phone number that'll show up on Google and your website for your business. And whenever a customer calls this phone number, it'll show up on your phone as if your call tracking number is calling you. So we just recommend saving it if you haven't already. That way you know right away whenever a lead's coming in.
So are you, my name is Mike Amosquita. Am I the right person?
For MB Plumbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this phone number is the same phone number that I'll always get when somebody calls?
Correct. And then you'll get a text message with their actual number whenever they call in.
So I don't... Okay, so if they'll call, and this number will ring to my phone, and then a text message will follow?
Correct. Usually sends about 30 seconds after the call ends. Or if you don't answer and it goes to voicemail, you'll still get it after the voicemail. Or even if they don't leave a voicemail, as long as they press 1 or 2 at the beginning of the call, that's what actually, you know, transfers the call from the call tracking number to your actual phone. So this is how a customer call would show. We always do a test with it just to make sure that it's functioning, you know, as it should.
Okay, and this still isn't going to happen until I complete the list of stuff that I have to do for Google search and all that, right?
So right now we're in the process of creating the Google Business Profile. So once it's created, we apply the number right away. We also apply the number right away to the website. Usually it does take a few days for the website to go live. Yeah, I still see it's being worked on right now, so it's not fully published or live yet. But we apply this number, you know, as soon as these items are created. The next step on Google is after it's once it's created, it'll ask for verification, which will either be phone verification or video, and then we'll let you know which option Google selects. That way we can proceed forward.
Okay.
Yep. And then the document email that we send out, that's just so that we have the documents on file in case if Google requests them. That way we're not trying to hunt them down, you know, at the moment if they request them. So, for example, if it becomes suspended, you know, down the line, it's best to, you know, already have those documents on hand to provide to Google. But it's not always necessary right away from the start. It's just good to have on hand. That way, there's less downtime.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'll get those as soon as I can. I don't think I'm going to be able to get them in today. I'm leaving right now to go to a job in Beverly Hills, and then tonight I have church on Wednesday nights. So, and then Thursday I have a full day. So Thursday night I'll probably be working on it, but I'll be able to get a couple pictures. A couple things done today because it's just pictures of my work truck and I can probably get pictures of my insurance and all that.
Yeah, there's no rush on that. It's just whenever you have the available time for it. It's good to have, but it's not necessarily needed right from the start.
Okay. Okay, great.
All righty. Any other questions?
Nope, that's it. I'm just going to lock this in and I guess I'll just name it Splash, right? Boom.
Yep, Splash, local leads, customer calls, just something that reminds you that it's a potential lead coming in.
Okay, okay, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you for your time and have a great day.
Okay, you too.